Therefore, tzosa. Add the remi v'nachashimok, that's tzosa. Now, kol yimei gorit. When is this mutter only during the dry season, the summer season? Kol yimei gorit echot. Though dry season, the summer season has one time to it. Well, since what that means. For kol yimei reviyachas. And all the rainy season has the same inyan. In other words, I could tell you works for me today and I work for you. Only if they're both during the summer or they're both during the winter. Because that's the same type of a work. But you shouldn't tell your friend, you help me plow today in the summer. Rani and me, I'll help you plow in the winter, in the rainy season. Of course, it's harder to do it in the rain. So therefore, I'm doing much more work back for you. That looks like ribbis, that's also. From the new line there, yesh ribbis mukdemes, yesh ribbis mukheres. Very important. There's such an yesh ribbis before you take the loan, and there's such an yesh ribbis after you take the loan. What does that mean? Ketzad. Nosan aim of lilwis. You know you need money now. And you know your friend Chaim Yaakov has money. So you know tomorrow you're going to go and ask him to lend you $1,000. So, Ru Mishalach Lei, you send him something, the Yemen you say, Vishvir Shatoveni, I'm sending you now an apple. Why am I sending you an apple today? Because tomorrow I want to borrow money from you. So I'm giving you an apple today, so you should be nice to me to lend me the money tomorrow. That's an Issa Ribbis. Even though Midirayt, it's Mutter. But Midirabonis, though, it looks like, why are you giving him the apple? Because then she knows he's going to give you the money, so you want to give him an apple today, a present today, because he's going to lend you the money. That's an Issa Ribbis, Midirabonis. Titan. So Mr. Zui Ribbis Mukdemis. That's called Ribbis even before you took the loan. What about? Love a menu, a normal case. You borrowed $1,000 from your friend. And after the month or two, you give him back $1,000. Now you want to give him a thank you. You send him a chalei chala cover. You send him a thank you. You give him a present. You tell him, you know what I'm giving you this present now? Show you potato setli. Because your money, because your money was buying me the whole last month, I want to give you a thank you. I want to thank you right now. Zui ribbis mecheres. That's an issa ribbis. Very nageya. A lot of times you borrow money to somebody, and later you want to give them a thank you. So you send them a small present. That's an issa ribbis. Kol zaman you're doing this because of the loan, it's also avada. If a year later you start to give them a present, then it's mutter. But kol zaman that the reason why you're giving him the present now is because he lent you the money. That's an issa ribbis in the rabbanon. That's called ribbis mecheres. Now, since you further even. There's even a ribbis of just words, just talking, saying thank you is called ribbis. You should not say it to your friend. Da ki bo ish plaini mi mokum plaini. Your friend that just lent you $1,000, you're not allowed to go and give him over information. You're not allowed to tell him an important guy came to the city. And it's nagei for him to know about it. And you usually would not do this. But now you want to tell him some good information because he lent you money, that's also. Why are you doing this for? Because it's ribbis, that's also. Yeah, and who had been Lachas brought the Muslims from the Gemara? Yeah, so who had been saying good morning to somebody or saying thank you is a big shayla. That the Maisa, if you do not usually, when you see this guy in the street, you go like this to his face, look the other way, you can't look at the guy's face, because yesterday lent you $100. Now when you see him tomorrow morning, good morning, how you doing? That's a nisa ribbis. If you're saying extra deeper to him, just because he lent you the money and not with the money, you wouldn't do that to him. It's also so big shayla about saying thank you when the guy lends you $1,000. They gave somebody cash a check for you, also Nagaya. To let somebody cash a check for you, it's also called a loan. Like right now he's lending you the money. You didn't give him the money yet. Hopefully he'll get the money later when he goes to the bank. But right now he's lending you money. If somebody cashes a check for you, it's a shiloh if you're allowed to say thank you. Some people say it's mutter because it's not the terrorist. Ribbis, it's normal. In other words, it's not normal. But some sheet the soul sack also. But that's for sure, if you do anything real special to him, the cost of the loan, that's also. Like, you don't just come say thank you. You say, it's so nice to you, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. That's lichasa. Because the reason why you're saying that is only because it meant to the money, there's such a thing as ribbis the loan. And now I'm going to say special words because of the loan. Now the Mishnah says, the Yehlu Oizim boys say, these are the people that are overlaved by the Pasha of ribbis. Ha-malva, the one that gives the money. Ha-waiva, the one that receives and gives back the ribbis. The owner of the co-signer. To Edim. Ha-chom-maimim afa-sefer. Even the sefer, the one that writes up the shtar, over mishum lesitim, they're over the lava, lesitim, don't give ribbis, or mishum atikach mipe, don't take it, or mishum lesil lech chenoise, don't go and kenoise, don't go and ask him for it, or mishum lech simon, that's the edim or the sefer, don't make a simon, I mean, don't make up now the deal to pay back ribbis. lo yisistimu na olav neshach. Ul mishim oso, olof naiv lo sita nechsho. Yoresim lakecha mi Hashem. The people that are involved in the ribbons are over these lavin. Tanya Hashem in the choyoyna. Mina yilulay shebechavei ramona. If you give somebody, you lend $100. V'yeyna rogu lakta mosholim. And this guy that borrowed the money usually never says shalom aleichem to this person. She also lakta mosholim. You now want to go over to him now in the morning and say good morning to the guy. If this guy you never said good morning to before in your life, and now because he lent you money yesterday, you want to go over to him and say good morning, it's awesome. Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, Nesha kol davra sheyushach, afilu dibur osa. Sometimes in the pasha, ribbis, even dibur, she's saying extra words to him is nisa ribbis. And the other way, Omer Abaya, Malva oiva bekulan, the Malva that gave the money and plans to take back the ribbis is over all these lavim. Loiva, the one that gives the ribbis, oiva mishum, lechashach, lechicha, lechicha, lechashach, lechicha, 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 or we have the co-signer, the Adam and Yod, Adam and Sain, and Ovi Melim Yeshua Simon, Olof, Neshach. That the Sima means, you can't make the deal of Ribbis. Tanya Shimon Aina, Malva Ribbis, the people that lend money just by interest, Yaisri Mashim Avichim, more than they gain, Masid and they lose. As right now you get the extra $20, but you lose much more. For Lo Yoid, Ela Shemashimim, Moshe Rabbeinu, they make like Moshe Rabbeinu, Chokim, Teros, Yemes, the Yem they say, that they thought this, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have known that by lending money with interest, you gain on the deal. I get extra money. They say, you know what? Moshe would have never owned the Torah. That's what these people say. Terrible. And they've lent somebody, your friend, $100. And you know he doesn't have it. And now they go in front of him. You lent your money $100. And you want to get it back. But you know he doesn't have money right now. You're not allowed to even walk in front of him. Not only can't you ask him for it, you can't even walk in front of him. Talmud Lema, Layir like Kenosha. You shouldn't be like a bugger. Like I keep on asking for his money back. What? Rabbanu Rabbasi Dama Tavayu. Kilo Donu Vishne Dinu. The Gemara is two dins. Shinema Hakovas Enosh Lavashenu Bono Besh Vamayim. They get two punishments back, Eish and Mayim. I'm going to read them around. Kol Mishieshko Moisum Avoisum Shlebi Yadim. If you have money and you lend it to your friend, not in front of Aiden, or even Mishul Viva Sita Mishul. You're over Nisa, because it's very possible he'll forget and not pay you back. And therefore you'll be mashlim with Divine Aveira. So you now want to do it. If you lend money, you have to have Aiden. Or a check, or a sign, or an IOU. For a shlok Hashem, Goyim, Klol, Yafim, make curse yourself. Shinema, Ta'alma, Sista, Shaka, Devois, Al-Sad, Gossi. Omele, Rabbonu, Rabashi, Kol, Mekayim, Ravina, Kol, Mad, Yom, Rabbonu. Whatever Rabbonu said, Ravina did. Sholok Lei, the Yafi Fani, the Baal Shas, and Eros Shabbos. Lishter Li Mara, Asar Rezuzi. Send me $10. His family continued, I want to buy a small piece of land now. The Mizra. Sholok Lei, Nesi Masad, bring me Edim. The Nichtav, Kosva, he signed it. Sholok Lei, Afilu Ano, even like me. Sholok Lei, like, do I need Edim also? He said back to him, Koshkei Mara, for sure you, the Talmud Chacham, for sure you need Edim. To tell him the Girsa, because you learn the whole day, you forget. I lent you money, you're busy learning, you'll get the pain back.
Mishtali the Goram Kleli Liatsmi, you cause a curse to myself.
Three people scream and Hashem doesn't answer them. The other way, Mishyeshlo Moisum Avoisum Shlev Yedim. Somebody lends money without Edim, so you lose your money, you start crying later, Hashem won't listen to you. It's your fault. You shouldn't lend the money without Edim. The Akoin Odin Liatsmi, somebody buys a master of himself. Well, Mishyeshlo Mashosalov, a husband that the wife rules over him. That's his fault, he shouldn't let his wife rule over him. It's his fault, he should have taught her better.
That means you tell everybody that the property you have doesn't belong to you, but it belongs to a guy. In other words, not to make yourself look rich, but that's a problem, because then the guy will find out about this, and he'll want the property back. So therefore, that's called if you write off your property to your sons when you're still alive, then they don't look at you anymore. So therefore, you made like an Odin, now you'll have to look up to your son. And Ikadiyami, some say, that if things go bad in this city, and you don't go to live in another city. In other words, if bad things happen to you, you have a bad mazel here, you should go to another city. And you just stay here, then you're kind of Odin, like the bad mazel will be your Odin. Rahadrin Alechu Ezel Neshech.
You're holding the high and hey on the base, new Mishnah, new parish. Ha soicher es umnin. Somebody hires a workman. Now umnin can mean two people. There's a schir yoim, somebody you hire by the day, does a job, you pay him by the day. Or else there's a workman that you're paying for the job. That's called the kablonis. Like you hire him for the job, he's here to fix the door. As long as it takes him, you're paying for the job. And there's also a player you're paying each day. So we're just talking about both cases. So I say, you hire a workman. And they mislead one and the other. And they change the agreements. The loch is, in certain cases at least, they only have a right to have complaints one against the other. But they can't really ask for money. Terumas means you have a right to have a complaint against somebody else. You have to know, a lot of times you're not allowed to hate somebody. A lot of people have kindness, you have complaints about somebody else, you have no right to do it. Here there's a reason you have a right to have a complaint against him, which means inside you, you have a right to feel bad about that person, you have a right to be hurt. We'll see in the Gemara the exact case. Now, Sokres HaChamor, you hired a donkey driver. In other words, you hired him to do work for you, to travel bundles from one place to another place. Yes, a keder. Or else you hired a keder that somehow gears to crying, a wagon man, a person that drives a wagon. Lohavi prifrin v'chalilim. In order they should bring for you prifrin is nice, beautiful wood, Rashi says, to make an apiri in a special place. Or else v'chalilim. He's supposed to bring for you v'chalil the flutes. Lekaloi lemeis. Either to play it by a chasna, to make simcha by the kalo. Or else lemeis, amol by a niftom, by the levaya, they used to play music, but sad music, to make the people cry. So if you hired somebody to bring the flutes, or else, upayalim lahalois pishtonim, you hire a worker that he should take the flax, mina mishra, out of the water that it's soaking in. And these things are called the dover ovud. Like you need it at this time. You need the music there by the simcha. You need the music by the levaya. Or you need now the pishtin should be taken out of the flax, or the flax out of the water. Otherwise it'll be destroyed, or you get ruined. The whole dover shavut, anything else that's a dover over, that'll be lost if you don't do it right now. For chozru ben, as you hired a worker to do the job, and now the workman retracts and says he doesn't want to do it, so the balabas is stuck. So in such a case, mokum shein shamodim, if there's no other person that the balabas could get, like this, the first thing you should do is try and find another worker. If there are no other workers around, then seicher alein, he has a right to hire other workers at a much higher price. We'll see in the Gemara. Much higher price you could pay other people to come and do the work. The Rashi says, you could hire other people to do the work at a much more expensive price. And the Aleyim Lishalim, it's the first workers that retracted, they have to pay the bill now. Since they're causing you a big loss, they have to pay the bill. Oymoton. Oymoton means you could fool the worker himself, the first worker that retracted on you, you have a right to go and tell him, listen, you're retracting, I'll pay you twice as much. Will you do the job? And if he says yes, so you're allowed to let him do the job for you and you don't have to pay it to him. That's called mutton. You could a little bit mislead him. Tell him, I'll give you a higher price, and then you don't. Now, if somebody hires a worker, so Rashi says, So according to Rashi, it could be the first part of the Mishnah talking about a schir yoim, that you hire him for the day, he does the work, and you're paying by the day. And now we're talking about a kablan. Means you hire him for the job. You hire somebody to do a job for you. So I say, you hire somebody to do a job for you, to build a house for you, to build the door for you. And now the worker retracted. Or else the balabas retracted and says, I don't want you anymore. So locher is, you're the malatachtoina. The one that retracts, his hand is on the bottom. He loses out. So we'll see, Rashi says, it means to say, you're the